Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our last visit of the season with the voice of the Pirates, Greg Brown, brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Greg, your reaction when you found out that the Pirates had DFA'd Rowdy Tellez?
I was surprised. I thought with a week left, both Michael A. Taylor and Rowdy Tellez. Yeah, I was surprised to learn that earlier this afternoon.
What's the baseball argument for it, if you had to make one, Greg?
Baseball argument would be you're moving on from him anyway, and that's why, quite frankly, I was surprised he was getting as much playing time this past month. If it were up to me, I'd have done this
right at the beginning of September, right? I mean, that's what I just said. It would make more sense. It's September 24th.
I did not hear that. I'm sorry.
No, I said it's September 24th. It would make sense to do it September 1st and just let somebody try to fill in there who's young.
Yeah, I mean, like your Billy Cook, see if you can play some first base. You want to try somebody else out, whatever. So the timing of it surprised me. The fact that it was done, not necessarily, because he was just awful anyway at the last. You know, he had that good run. He got that OPS up and stuff. But, I don't know what the numbers are, the last month or so, he was just
awful. He was
awful.
Very good in June, July, and August. We just looked him up, Brownie. I mean, he was an objectively good player, and then September, the bottom fell out again.
Greg, you're watching every game at this point. It's your job, closer than I am. Tell me if you think this is unfair, though. It just seemed to me in watching Tellez over the last 3 weeks like the effort wasn't there.
Well, I think he gives you that impression all the time, though. So when he's hitting, it's like anything. A guy hits, you know, he can trot to first base. It's not like he ever ran hard. He's not a guy that's going to present himself for being a hard worker. Mm-hmm. And frankly, that's another reason why, as the team was going into that funk in August, it's just a bad look all the way around, and even for the other players to see. So not a great example. And I don't think that changed, Andrew. I don't think he's ever going to be considered a hardworking guy. But when he hit, people accepted it.
You know him better than I do, having been around the team all year. If this report that he was 4 plate appearances shy of getting a $200,000 bonus is true, is Rowdy Tellez the type of athlete who you think will let people know how ticked off he is that he didn't get that bonus?
I don't know this, but probably. I don't know him well.
Yeah.
He's kind of a guy that likes to be kind of outspoken and out there. He didn't seem to be have great interest in Pittsburgh and the Pirates, and I think he felt put off when he made the terrible mistake of defending David Bednar maybe it's longer than that. He was not performing well. He was in Pittsburgh for a couple, 3 weeks, and he's telling
fans how to behave.
Pittsburghers to how to behave is ridiculous. That's just the kind of guy he is. So I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case. I don't know anything about what you guys are talking about. I haven't researched this, but he's an outspoken guy, and so whatever he does or says will not surprise
me. How closely do players, in your experience, if it ever comes up, like pay attention to the like these? I'll call them little incentives. $200,000 is not a little amount of money for the people listening to this show or for us doing this show, but like these little performance-based bonuses. Do guys, in your experience, like is that something that guys keep very close tabs on in clubhouses, Greg? Like players in general?
I don't know that other player. I mean, the player himself who has it in his contract, yes. And oftentimes managers do, to my knowledge over the years, if they are made aware of it, and depending on the closeness and the relationship that these guys have with the managers. But I don't know that it's shared. Mm-hmm. at all to my knowledge. I mean, maybe close friends would do that, but it's not, no, it's not common. It would not be common knowledge around the clubhouse if there were a clause that's about to be triggered.
Gotcha.
No.
Greg, Derek Shelton was on these airwaves earlier and was pressed by Joe Starkey on his future again. And Chris is laughing because I feel like he does that every week with him. And Shelton said, look, I'll circle back to what Ben said. He's confident I'll be back. I think I'll be back. Do you share that sentiment? If the GM was willing to, at a press conference, say, my intention is to bring Derek Shelton back, do you think that that means Shelton is back in 2025?
I don't know. I don't know if that – I don't know at all. I don't. You know, I was for Shelton, I was encouraged to hear that. I think when we chatted with Ben and he came out publicly and said that, I felt encouraged for Derek. But I don't know that it's factual that he comes back. I don't know the workings. I don't know how much conversation Bob and Travis and Ben and Derek have had. So I don't have an answer to that. I just don't.
How much difference can a manager in general make for a team like the Pirates right where they are right now, where it looks like the win total is going to be around the exact same, maybe if they finish hot a game or two ahead of, or not so hot a couple of games behind what they were last year? Just, I'm not saying like a new manager. I'm saying in general, what kind of difference can a manager make for a team like that?
I think in general, I over the years, heck, I've gone back and looked at old like newspaper clippings because I've had this debate and discussion with people in the business, out of the business, fans and so on. Like what difference does a manager, can a manager make in terms of wins and losses? Danny Murtaugh used to say it would be about 8 or 9 a year. And so I don't know if that's conservative or not. But I would guess a manager can make a difference for a handful of games. Now, did Shelton make a positive difference? Did they win 5 more because he was on board? You know, at times. And then I know, Chris, I don't know if you were on, but I know Andrew and I had this discussion weeks ago. I don't know if it was the both of you, but we did talk about Shelton and what I felt was a guy who, especially early on, did a pretty good job of knowing when to bring a reliever in, a certain reliever, how long to keep a starter in a ball game. And the one thing I am not aware of, I don't know how much analytics plays a part in his decision-making. I do know that they have game planners, and this is not just with the Pirates, this is throughout the industry, but for a lot of teams, where they game plan before the game itself to determine when a reliever should come in. They've talked about it publicly that they like certain matchups. They want a reliever to come in to face a certain hitter. And so that's the issue I have. I just don't know how much leeway Shelton has when it comes to that. You know, does he have free rein to decide? I assume he would, I guess, overrule what the game plan was before a ball game. But I still think overall, if you look at the whole, and now it's what, 5 years with him, overall, I feel like he's got a pretty good feel when it comes to that aspect of the game. That's a big part of managing, is when to bring a reliever in, keep a starter in, take him out, that kind of thing. We'll know. I'm sure we'll know for certain in a week or so as to what direction they're going to go for 2025 and beyond, I would think.
All right, Greg, I'll wait from you from Section 117 tonight.
All right. We'll look for you, Andrew.
See you, Greg.
Thanks. See you guys.
Yep.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.